Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have a great show for you. We're going to be talking about the option of Western healing, focusing mostly on osteopathic medicine. And we have our guest today, who is an internationally known doctor. She has extensive training in neurology, osteopathy, surgery, neuropharmacology, neurobiology, and biomolecular nutrition, just to name a few. She has held national and international positions at the University of Washington School of Medicine, Wayne State University School of Medicine in Detroit, and the government hospital in Safad, Israel. She has been able to heal chronic and undiagnosed conditions that evade other doctors, such as crying babies and concussion. Welcome, Dr. Devorah Steinecker. How are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful, Michelle. Thank you so much for inviting me and having me on. I feel it's an honor and a privilege, and I wanted to reach out to your audience and thank them for listening for a few minutes on things that I'm very passionate about.
Great. Well, we're very happy to have you here, and we feel honored to have you with us. So why don't we start by talking about what osteopathic medicine is. What is osteopathy?
Osteopathy is a form of Western medicine. It was begun by a visionary, Dr. Andrew Taylor Still, around the time of the Civil War. He had lost four daughters to disease and felt there had to be a better way. And even at that time, he thought there were too many surgeries and too much medication being used in medicine. And through a divine reception, he was able to think a lot about structure and function and how structure affects function and function affects structure. So if you intervene where the structure might be off, perhaps, then you can have better function. For example, if you have a home or a building and it's listing and to the side and you have electrical cords running through it, if it comes to a certain point and it's compressed enough, you won't have your electricity running through the house. So what you need to do is to decompress the areas that are compressed. It doesn't do you any good to change the light bulb when the problem is at the switch plate.
That's true. So what does this mean in regards to the human body then?
Well, it's very interesting. I used to think that the word osteopathy was quite a misnomer. I didn't really understand it, so I went back and read some of the original works. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, what do you mean pathology of the bones? And Dr. Still said that he recommended that you just begin with the bones. And we all often feel truths that are deep-seated and say, I can feel them in my bones. And then when I was lucky enough to live in further train in Israel, learning Hebrew words which have Kabbalistic origin, the words have multiple meanings which gives you insight into the workings of the universe. So the word for bone also means essence. So So we're really treating everything from the bones of the individual, the outer growth structure, all the way through the essence of the person.
Okay, that makes sense. So with all your training and everything, what made you decide to pursue this form of medicine?
Oh, well, that's kind of an interesting question. I never heard of an osteopath growing up. I grew up in Los Angeles, and about 35 years ago, all of the osteopaths, with the exception of one woman who does the kind of cranial work that I do and studied with, especially useful in babies and children, gave up their osteopathic medical license for $25 to get an MD license. And so I never heard of that. And I wanted to be a doctor more than I wanted to breathe, and I acquired all the accolades and the grades and the experience and the research that you need to do that. And I applied to 36 medical schools in the country, and I had interviews at Harvard, Duke, Einstein, UCLA, absolutely the best schools, but I got in nowhere, and I had a very high grade average and research, et cetera, all the things you need. And statistically speaking, I broke all odds, because for every 3.4 interviews, and I had 18, you're guaranteed a slot. So I was very sad. I was in New York at the time, and I had to get out of town. So I went to the most unusual place I could think of at the time, and that was in West Virginia. And it was there at the state fair that I came across the osteopathic booth between the bathroom and the fudge booth.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's many more details, but I felt absolutely divinely led to do this work. And, in fact, that was a new school, and I was the only one in the whole school that found her way to the osteopathic clinic, because most osteopathic physicians are most interested in becoming physicians. And the aspect of the manual medicine, which is what we bring to the table in addition to the pharmacology and surgeries and the research and the physiology, is this manipulation. It's some of the highest forms of working with the hands-on body work.
Okay, so is it kind of like Reiki, or is it different?
An aspect of it is like Reiki. But remember, we talked about we work actually with the bones, and we work with the blood and all the fluids in the body and the cerebrospinal fluid and the organs and the emotions, the chakras. It's I think the one aspect is it's a little bit tricky to tease out all the specifics that you might want to include or call or claim for your specific mode of healing, but I think there's overlap. Because we have one body, and we have a universal intelligence and guidance that we can tap into.
Right. So when you're actually manipulating, you're actually touching the person physically. Like Reiki, they don't really touch you physically. They touch over your body, manipulating the energy. But you actually physically touch the body, and then that way you can manipulate the blood and the fluids and the organs.
I would say that I most of the time will be touching the bodies. There are some patients that are so sensitive that they need me to be off body to do the work. But as I understand, Reiki is the life force and working with the energy and the energy fields, which is something that we do. Mm-hmm. In osteopathy, for example, there's 26 bones that are in the head. There's 7 bones that are in the eye socket alone. So, for example, if somebody has cross eyes, it could mean that in between some of the multiple bones in the head, they come together in joints. There's dovetail joints, hinge joints, ball and socket joints, that all I have to do is to manipulate the cranial bones, and I will decompress either a nerve, a tendon, an artery, a vein, some fluid, and that will allow the system to reintegrate and reset. Another example of what we do is we can bring the body to a still point. We can do a manipulation called compression of the fourth ventricle in the head, where we can actually, it's actually been shown scientifically that there's an attenuation of the arterial wave of the blood pressure with this maneuver, so that you're actually resetting the entire autonomic nervous system to its still point or its zero point.
Hmm, interesting. Now, I have a member here of my radio family who you worked on her son, and you were able to fix his eyesight. Can you?
Yes.
So what does that say about people who are aging, you know, how your eyes age and you can't see up close anymore? It's really hard to read unless you've got glasses. Can this help with that?
Well, I would say that the work, this cranial osteopathic work, can help to maximize all bodily functions, and that we have learned to not look to one end organ in isolation, and that what this work does is it increases blood flow, mm-hmm. it increases lymphatic flow, it stabilizes and increases hormonal response as well as immunologic response.
Okay.
So the problem with a vision, you know, vision and being a neurologist helps me to appreciate the work, a lot of the work of healing through the brain and the nervous system, that vision begins, you know, with the eye and the globe and the pupil, and then there's the retina, then there's the nervous pathways for vision, then it goes all the way through. The brain is interconnected by many pathways all the way back to the occiput in the back of the head, which is the visual center. So one person may have had a concussion or a whack to the back of the head or fallen down, and that could have affected part of the brain or part of the brain stem, or it could affect blood flow to the eye, or it could affect part of a bone in the head that could compress one of those nerves or one of the muscles that move the eyeball.
Okay.
So every individual system is approached for its maximal health, and the body is so wise, it knows how to bring itself back into balance and alignment and fruition and a fulfilling life.
Okay, that's great, Dr. Steinecker. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Dr. Deborah Steiniger talking to us about the option of Western healing, more specifically, osteopathic medicine. So, Dr. Steiniger, how can this help the baby and the mom in the birth process?
That's an excellent question and one of my favorite areas to work with. During pregnancy, the mom can gain all of the great benefits that for her own body, which will help the developing baby. And as her body gets healthier, then the baby in the womb will respond appropriately and often can even get, we can even effect optimal positions for delivery. But sometimes babies are breached or they're stuck. So in order to avoid a cesarean section or prolonged difficult labor, we can do some maneuvers that will help turn the baby. This is not different than some of the Ayurvedic and practices you know, that we mentioned earlier, that truth is truth around the world. So, and then when the baby is born, there's quite a bit of pressure to get the baby out. So many pounds per square inch or centimeter, and it's quite a forceful propulsion for this amazing act. And we need to, in the osteopathy, we look a lot to anatomy and physiology. And if you look again at the neonate's cranium or their skull or their head, it's mostly soft. Everybody's familiar with the soft spot in the head. But those soft spots are connective tissue, what people call the dura. People have heard of subdural hematomas or epidural hematomas. Mm-hmm. And there's these different or multiple bony islands that are scattered around the dura, and they grow from the center out. And that's how the bones grow in the head. And then they eventually join. They don't fuse, which is a misconception we can talk about later. But the seemingly important for this process that the anatomy be this way, because the baby then has the opportunity to make its way down the birth canal and navigate through by the hip bone, the pubic bone, and make its way out. And in this way, the dural sheath, which has elasticity, can stretch and fold, and those little bony islands sit in each other, one in each other like saucers. But once the baby is delivered, then the bones don't always re-expand. So this is where you have compressions and you have unusually shaped skulls. And you have this is the most common cause of difficulty with breastfeeding, nursing, sleeping, pooping, alertness. So you have you can have multiple children being birthed. Most of the babies come out with, if you put your hand on the left back side of your head, that's the occiput. So people come LOA, left occiput anterior, which means that part of your head presents first, and often the bones behind your ear and the bone in the back of your head overlap. And there's a potential space between these bones. So within, there's a place called the jugular foramen. You've heard of the jugular vein. Well, between the occipital bone behind your head and the bone by your ear is this potential space, the jugular foramen. Three very important cranial nerves go through there, the 9th and the 10th and the 11th. And the 9th and 10th have a lot to do with oral motor activity. The 10th has to do, the vagus nerve innervates the heart, the lungs, and the digestive tract. And the 11th turns the head. So depending on, one child might have a genetic predisposition to a respiratory illness, where another one might have a cardiac and another one a digestive. They all might have the pinched nerve up in their head. So I relieve that, but the downstream symptom might look different. It might look like they had trouble breathing or does that make sense?
Yes.
And then the brain is like a bulb, and then it narrows down to the brainstem, and then that goes through the hole in the base of the skull, or the foramen magnum becomes the spinal cord. And there's always a lot of compression in there. And the 12th cranial nerve, which is the nerve that innervates the tongue, is there. So I've seen, like just recently, I've got several babies sent to me that, where they had their tongues clipped so that their tongue can, the frenulum, so their tongue can work more freely. And I'm hoping to educate people so perhaps we could try the decompression of the base of the skull to relieve the pressure on the nerve that innervates the tongue that helps the feeding first.
Now, if the tongue gets clipped, does that tongue ever go back to normal after it's been clipped, or does it?
I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
Where do they
clip it?
You know, if you stick your tongue up and there's that little tissue underneath that holds the tongue to the base of your mouth?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm just saying these explanations and these examples go on and on and on. I get often babies that come in with tubes all over, like tubes in their nose and tubes in their bellies so they can feed them, and they have reflux and they're on all these medications. So structure is the one huge piece to make sure everything's working, and diet, as you know, and nutrition is the other huge piece that we work with.
So what you do is go in and you can actually manipulate the structure then to relieve the compression
Go in and relieve the compression, for example, of the nerve that innervates the tongue. Or I can go in after someone's had a car accident and a concussion. There's no real way that, and I'm sorry, going back one second, that crying babies, you know, fits into that category we were just talking about, when medicine, the other modalities or investigations will rule out any horrible problem, and then they're left with, well, I'm sorry, you can either take medicine or have tubes put in or inclining boards. Well, the same thing with sleep. The sleep center's in that brainstem area that's right under the base of the head that gets compressed. And that often will bring people in when nobody in the family's sleeping. So I decompress the brainstem, and then the baby can sleep, and then they can, you know, all the other things fall into place as well.
Wow. Well, it sounds like to me this isn't rocket science, that it's pretty basic. It's just, you know, and it seems, I mean, more people need to know about this then, because, I mean, it just sounds like it's just crazy what they're doing out there when it can be, you know, easily remedied by this osteopathy.
Well, and the good thing is that osteopathic physicians also know all of medicine. I was trained in surgery as well as every other aspect. So we can bring this to the table and as a medical procedure. It is interesting to me, like you say, Michelle, that it's not more well known because it's very popular in Europe and in Australia, New Zealand, other countries around the globe. And most people think that this, they think this is a mystical healing. Well, on one level, there is a mystical aspect to this and to everything in life. And mm-hmm. another, there's a very mechanical aspect. And it's kind of curious that I'll get a lot more mothers calling me that are in the this country, if I practice in Seattle, that are in this country for other reasons that are Europeans, because they're at standard and their mm-hmm. medical system supports this kind of intervention. For example, if a baby, you know, as mentioned, that structure affects function and function can affect structure. A very simple example is when the baby is born and there's these strain patterns and the baby might have cross eyes, in utero, we develop up to a certain level, and then after birth, the body interacts with the environment and the world, and then the body continues to develop. So there is some of the visual system that's created during the embryonic stage, but then afterwards, if there's aberrancy or incorrect anatomy of the visual tracts in the brain from this distortion of the physical body, then the information that's coming out into the world from the world into the brain is also going to be incorrect or aberrant.
That's very interesting. We have to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Steiniger more about this. And concussion is a big topic today, so I'd like to explore that a little bit more and how osteopathic medicine can help with that. Before we go, Dr. Steiniger is very generously giving away a free consultation to learn how cranial osteopathic medicine can benefit you. I have a hard time with that. So if you want to get a free phone consultation, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Dr. Steinecker here with us, and we're talking about the option of Western healing, more specifically osteopathic medicine. And in the last segment we were talking about babies and how in Europe this modality of healing is very prominent. And once again, the Europeans are leading us in nutrition and clean food and now in alternative forms of healing, which is still considered Western healing. There was one issue that we were talking about, and that's concussion. And concussion is such a big, it's in the news right now, such a big topic. So, Dr. Steinecker, can you explain to us a little bit more about how this can help with concussion?
I'll do my best. Concussion comes, from the words that mean to shake violently, or the actions like concussive, and it's considered a minor traumatic brain injury, that the brain is really shook up, rather than there being permanent damage, but it can remain like that for a long time. The body does its best to heal, but mostly it can accommodate what's going on, but if, for example, some fluids need to be moved, or in a concussion, there's often a physical whacking or a impact of injury either to the head or to the low back, which is interesting because a lot of people have suffered with concussions that don't realize that's what's going on. We can talk about that as well. And so I have to go back to one thing that this woman that I mentioned to you, Dr. Feynman in California, who's one of the big leaders in the past century of the work. When I used to call her up and ask her advice on a specific thing, she would say, what you have to do is treat the patient. And so finally, after many years, I would understand what that means. It's a little difficult to express in words, but what you get in front of your hands, you might, for the same thing we said before about the vagus nerve can look differently in different people, so can a concussion. And there's fluid forces, there's the ligament forces, there's the displacement of bones. There's some bones that are more tricky than others, and once they are hit or out of place, can cause a lot of havoc in the whole brain and nervous system. But as you know, there's a lot of symptoms that can come from a concussion. There's some nausea, there's headaches, double vision, blurred vision, speech, reading, writing. It's all somewhat dependent on the individual, what happened in their birth process, what were their childhood falls, were they in another accident, what's their emotional state, are they in a divorce, are they, what's the purpose, and did they call, any incidents into their life for growth and development. But the work is similar on some levels, like we mentioned, to Reiki and doing energetic work, and I'm not sure exactly of the mechanism, but I'm able to remove the force of impact of injury. I've had a number of patients that even have been hit by vehicles by 30 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, thrown a lot, you know, 30 Whoa. Feet in the air, and mm-hmm. they suffer and they bumble along, but their life, there's no state, there's no time in life that this cannot be safely introduced into for somebody's health care in the right hands. It's a very powerful and potent healing, and a lot of people, like maybe in other areas, feel secure without a great deal of training. But it's very profound, and, the more you have somebody that's experienced and understanding, because you really have the life force in your hands is what you're manipulating, along with its various hard body forms.
Mm-hmm. So who else can be helped then?
In osteopathic medicine?
Mm-hmm. And what other conditions?
It can help a lot of respiratory conditions. The osteopaths like to talk about the big flu epidemic in the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who went to osteopathic hospitals, which were more prominent in those days than now in some areas, those people all lived because they got rib raising twice a day, which was a simple maneuver, but just that kept the people alive.
How did that keep people alive?
Well, because life is motion. Mm. And people just laying around and letting things stew and solidify, mm-hmm. you're able to move the life force, the lymphatic system, the blood. The blood has the life in it as well. The cerebrospinal fluid has higher elements that is necessary for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's you're able to restore normative function through normative motion. And the same with digestive disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good for chronic infection, for people suffering with immune disorders. And then before there were psychiatric hospitals, there were osteopathic hospitals that did this work.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the frontal lobe is very much involved with schizophrenia, and the temporal lobes are very involved with manic depression.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you understand the anatomy that's there, the physiology there, the chemistry that's there, the more you can support the person holistically as well as structurally.
Mm-hmm.
And the body is the wise one here to bring the balance and the restoration. I mean, there's a difference between hovering in not feeling so great in ill health. You know, I think everything can be restored over time to a degree. And mm-hmm. the point of this is to maximize people's life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's very interesting. So if somebody had an issue with their lymph nodes, since it improves the immune system, because some people, when they have their lymph nodes inflamed, the doctors want to go in there and cut them out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So this would be a good alternative for that then.
Oh, definitely. This is a huge alternative for lymphatic stasis,
mm-hmm.
and for any fluids that will build up in different areas, and encouraging the body's innate and inherent healing capacities to kick into gear, and to it's about cycling upwards as well.
Now, could this help with people who have thyroid imbalances, either hypo or hyper?
Yes.
Because you hear all about that.
Oh, yes. One of the you know, we all live within our own little areas of expertise. And from my viewpoint, remember I mentioned there were 26 bones, Michelle, in the head?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main bones, if you put your fingers on the two sides of your temporals, there's a bone that runs across the head that way called the sphenoid bone. And in that bone, there is a depression. And that's called the sella turcica, which means horse's saddle. And in there sits the pituitary gland, which is the master gland.
Mm.
So now that bone, the sphenoid bone, connects with that, if you put your hand back of your head again, the occipital bone. Now, they meet in the middle of the head. So you
mm-hmm.
can't stick your finger exactly in the middle of the head, but if you know how the bones move and we can work in the mouth, but we can't just stick in the ears, but we can't stick it in the center. But so if you know the mechanics of how everything works in there, then you can affect changes that you're looking for. So
So this would also work with migraines then too, probably.
Well, it works with migraines in a different way. Mm-hmm. Now, migraines is difficult to treat during the acute attack. Mm-hmm. So you want to do that prophylactically. And a lot of times, the temple bone, you know, that bone by your ear, around mm-hmm. your ear, it doubles a certain way on one side and another way on another side. And where the beveling changes is where the middle meningeal artery comes down and courses through the head. And that's often the source of migraine, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So when we manipulate the parietal bone and the temple bone or the sphenoid or whatever we need to treat, then that alleviates the migraines. You can have, and wow. Now migraines are also similar to seizures in the fact that they are an irritability or an irritation of the cell membranes. And so, similar to your question about the Reiki, by calming down the system energetically, by invoking the neurochemistry that's needed, by et cetera, then you can obviate the migraine that way.
Okay. Wow. Because that's a big issue. So I'm so glad that we talked about that, because a lot of people suffer from this and they don't know what to do, where to turn. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Steinecker about how nutrition fits into this, and also about her new university, Mind of One University. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Dr. Steineker talking to us about the option of Western healing, more specifically osteopathic medicine. So, Dr. Steineker, how does nutrition figure into this whole process as well?
I think nutrition is interesting because it seems to be, this may be a double word, but a pan-global epidemic of problems, especially in our country. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of that started with our dietary habits of genetically modified foods, the whole disaster with the antibiotics given to the animals that's now in our waters, and that then will cause all of us to have some of that in our own systems, even if we aren't consciously going out and buying antibiotics. And
right.
What happens then is that the, if you look at the word antibio, the antibiotics, most people know, will get rid of the pathogens, but also all the good bacteria that they coexist with us in our bodies. And many people know this now, but it was one of the most interesting things I learned after medical school, that 95% of serotonin is made in the gut.
And oh, so, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And so so that's why we're having a Prozac epidemic. Or it's not like the body is missing Prozac. It's that we're knocking out the normal environment, the healthy milieu that will create all the chemistry that we need for healthy living. So I see a lot of people come to me for that reason, and you know, I can, and then there's a lot of interplay with the nervous system, the hormones, the neuropeptides, and that's one piece. Another thing is that this whole problem with ADD epidemic, and most of these kids don't have true ADD. It's a problem either, like we mentioned before, of the structure and the if you're not seeing properly, for example, because of structure, then your brain's not going to function maximally, and you're not going to have your greatest output at school. But also, if you eat foods, or when people eat foods they're sensitive to, then there's an inflammatory process. So inflammatory process includes swelling, heat, redness, and pain. So this swelling, or this increased fluid, now plays havoc with all those areas in the body that already were partially compromised. Remember, we talked about potential spaces?
Right.
So these potential spaces are now compromised and tighter. You're going to get more compression of the brain, more compression of the brainstem, more compression of the sacrum, more of the nerves, of the sensory organs. So that's one way. And it also gives brain fog. I can see in front of me, once I was working with a kid and helping him with his bar mitzvah speech just for fun after work, and he wanted pizza, and he deteriorated right in front of me to where he couldn't focus. He was giggly and silly. And so our bodies don't recognize these foreign proteins, the casein and the gluten, and so it tries its best to adapt to them but can't incorporate it into its own physiology as well as we would like us to be. So I can feel that when somebody comes in, I can feel how hard their head is, for example. And I think that's interesting. I'm using the word tensity, T-E-N-S-I-T-Y. You can feel the tensity of the tissue. So if like a balloon and you fill it with more and more fluid from the inflammatory process, the immune process, then it's swelling. You can feel the balloon is harder when you touch it, when it's full of fluid, than when it's like only half full. Mm-hmm. So then you're getting more of a rigid body, a rigid system. And we have to be mobile and have movement and flow.
Right, we do. Before the end of the show, I want to talk about your Mind of One University. You're doing amazing work. So please tell us, what is that all about?
Well, Mind of One University is a big dream and passion of mine, and I really would like to advance a conscious global evolution and provide humanity with a seat of higher education for this purpose, where people come together and they can ask the big questions, like what's life about, what's the meaning and purpose, and that there are definitely people these days that are ready to explore further than what was taught to them in what they might perceive as dogma or stagnant. It seems like we're at the time of a renaissance in our education and in our world and in the problems that we need to solve. And so what I think is that there's primary laws and principles of the universe, just like we talked, like one example of a law and principle is structure and function. So you can apply that to the social structure as well. Like if the educational system or the banking system, you can take any system. We see many of the systems crumbling around us now because they don't seem to some of us to be built on the highest morals or ethics or open-mindedness. And that, like right now when I'm in my office, I get kids, like a six-year-old will sit and say, oh, Dr. Devorah, you know, what I find interesting is that there's no real place that's the center of the universe, which, you know, that means that every place is the center. That's a six-year-old.
Wow.
And a 10-year-old talking to me about philosophy every week and about what he thinks my job is to bring through a synthesis of all the religions, et cetera. So I'm trying to move beyond the divisions of the three primary modes of inquiry, which are science, religion, and philosophy, and blend them through consciousness and a higher consciousness and bring the student body as well as all of the people who are involved with the university to a higher state of consciousness through meditation, but also seeing how the higher truths hold true through every dimension. For example, there's a gentleman that I know, Nassim Hermine, this is pretty exciting. I just came back from a physics conference in Hawaii, and he may have found the solution for gravity for the Einstein's field equations. But beyond all what that means, the wisdom that he's learned over the last 30 years by being an independent thinker and bringing down truths from the universe, which we all can access if we're trained, is to bring forth the new technologies to provide food and air and water. And so what you do is you take some of these principles, like field theory, and you can move from quantum physics, and you can move that out into social structures, and you say, well, let's remove the field that causes the resistance, then we're going to move forward with more ease, et cetera.
That's interesting. We're going to have to go here, but before we do, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Okay. The best way is there's a website or two websites. One is holisticpediatrics.com. That's with an H. And that's about the practice. And then there's a website, mindofone.com, which has a fuller explanation of the university, which we're starting to develop. And otherwise, a phone number is 206-523-5437.
Great. So that's holisticpediatrics.com or mindofone.com to reach Dr. Devorah Steinecker. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Steinecker. You were great. We enjoyed everything you had to say. It's pretty mind-blowing, actually, when you look at what osteopathic medicine can do for us. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. And thank you for listening. For more information about me or the show, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. TheMichelleBondShow.com. Have a prosperous week, everyone, and we will see you next Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love today.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.